And the part of you that loves you is going to only speak for belief without question. Yeah. Your right mind only speaks for belief without question. That means I deserve to be included in the protection, and I'm not questioning that. I'm not going to say why. I deserve to be rich. Okay, then don't ask why. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I deserve to be loved. If you want to have it, don't ask why. I want to have a really loving relationship with the perfect person. Don't ask why. Mm. It says your right mind always takes you to belief beyond question.
Ooh, yeah. Thank you.
And so when you go with belief beyond question, it's preparing you to finally be without question. Yeah. I don't even want to have the question, why do I deserve it? You don't even want the question, why do you deserve it? Because trying to figure out why you deserve it creates the delay that keeps you from having it. Trying to figure out why you deserve it blocks you while you're figuring it out from having it. See, I like when we get to that point where you, when you're talking, you know, you communicate when you're talking to folks, I go, You know, that's what I love about growing up in the Southern Baptist Church. The preacher be talking to you, It's like, so cool to be sitting in church and hear people doing that. They listening. And they're relating to what's being said, so they can't help but respond. That's what I'm saying. If you're really communicating with somebody, they got to communicate back. They can't stop themselves. The reason why we don't really, really do honest communication is because we don't want to hear what they got to say about us. Because you know the minute you tell somebody the truth about what you feel about it, they say, well, let me tell you what I think about you. Yeah. You know, they might be holding it back, but all of a sudden they go, y'all know, you know what I'm talking about. That's why right at the end of the relationship you find out the truth. They don't care. So they ain't got nothing to lose. Well, now that it's over, let me tell you what I thought about your prayer. To pray the Holy Spirit every time I kissed you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When you feel like you don't have anything to lose, honesty happens immediately. So to be with, in a relationship with a person that's afraid to lose you is a person who's going to be deceptive with you. Because a person that's afraid to lose you is going to deceive you before they would lose you. Yeah, they'll deceive you to keep you. See, and we get freaked out about that, but they're really loving us. They love us so much they're willing to deceive us to keep us. Because they're afraid they're going to lose us if they tell the truth, but they don't want to lose us, so they have to lie. Because they know if they tell you the truth, you're going to be gone.
That's fear-based, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. When I'm out here, you know, it's like, I'm out here now, I'm watching, you know. So it's like, do you need me? You don't want me. Because if you need me, you're not going to tell me the truth. You're going to start purging.
Yeah. I did that. Is 20 years a long time to do that?
It's all relative. In the greater scheme of things, it's like you didn't even do it at all. 20 years in the scheme of things, that's like a nanosecond. That's how long you delayed yourself. A nanosecond in terms of your greater identity.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Woo! And that human identity, you need to speed it up. Your eternal self is cool. But the part of you that's going to die is telling all y'all, you might need to speed it up just a little bit. Because y'all going to die before y'all happen. See, you letting that eternal life stuff kind of be distorted. Eternal life is of your spirit, not your body. Your body's going to die. You might want to speed it up. Just a little bit. Just a tad. This is the melon list. If you're not afraid to have me know where you're located and how to reach you, please put your number. That crazy black man who called me. Besides, my partner don't know I'm coming. Listen to this guy, no way. Okay, now, this is a funny place when you start seeing it correctly. It's going to turn funny. So I'm trying to like the ultimate comedy show of all times. But it can't be that way as long as you believe what you really are can die. You'll never have fun here. As long as you think that what you are dies. And you'll also have fun here when you recognize what's not you does die.
Yeah.
What's not you does die. What's not you always ends. What's not real always ends. What's not going to give you permanent joy always ends. It's built into it. Nothing will ever last that would hurt you permanently. It can't. It's a universal law. So if you're in a really bad relationship, it can't last. It wasn't made to last. And that's a good thing. It's great that something that would hurt you, there is no way you can stay with it forever. That's wonderful. And that something that does love you will always be with you forever. But the way you relate to each other might change. In order to preserve the relationship, the way you relate to each other might have to change. In order to preserve the relationship, the form of the relationship may have to change. So you have to make up your mind. Do you want to be my girlfriend, or do you really want to have a relationship with me? Because if you want to be my girlfriend, then you're not about to have a relationship with me. Because then being girlfriend and boyfriend becomes what defines a relationship and makes it what it is. So if we're not girlfriend and boyfriend, we can't be around each other. Did you follow that?
Yeah.
But if I say, you know, me and you are going to be in a relationship, and we're going to change that relationship any way it needs to change to maintain the relationship. We tried to be partners, we tried to be boyfriend and girlfriend, that didn't work out, so we're going to allow spirit to change the form of this relationship to the form that would make both of us still be in relationship, but now it's peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's having a relationship with somebody. But you're not having a relationship with anybody that you needed to be in one form. That's the guarantee of the relationship ending. Because the fact that you made the form inflexible keeps the form from changing as you evolve so that you can maintain the relationship. So the same needs you had when you met are not the same needs you have 5 months in with a friend or a relationship. But if you want to hold the form that you came into it with, it's going to smother and kill the relationship because form needs to constantly change to allow the new content to come through.
Yeah.
So there's no way that you're going to really change and your physical reality doesn't change. If your physical reality hasn't changed, you haven't changed.
Wow.
That's how you know it's changed, because your perception will change. And to you, what you're seeing will change. If that hasn't happened, you haven't changed. It's not mystifying.
Thank you.
If you're still seeing it the same way today as you saw it 10 years ago, you still seeing it the same way today as you saw it 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not separate. They're exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And if you're sitting up here now and you're seeing more love than you used to see, and you're seeing more peace than you used to see, and you're seeing more hope than you used to have, and you're seeing more opportunities than you used to see, and you're seeing yourself give yourself more peace than you used to give yourself, then you are changed.
Go Bonnie!
Woo!
Hope he is somehow.
You have changed.